Thank you, man. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The prayer continues. Amen. We are here to pray and intercede. I want to thank God for the grace for us to be here. Now, as we got into here, I begin to, you see, when Pastor and I, we were talking about the need for brethren, that when we come publicly, that our words and our statements will be few, especially when we are handed over the microphone. And the only way this can be possible, especially in the arena of praying, I don't say prayer, but praying, because it must be an ongoing thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we getting it? Yes. Not just prayer, praying. Can we say praying?
Praying.
Amen. Amen. It's only the way our Lord and Savior, our high priest, Jesus did it. He spent time with the Father. He prayed with the Father. And in the public, his statements were few. And that is the secret. So what is God saying to us straight away before we begin to pray on taking the weapons and our warfare, weapons of our warfare and armor, so that we begin to connect directly with what God would have for us, connecting with the first prayer that has been prayed. What is God saying to us? He is saying to us, times like this, when we come together to pray, for morning prayer breakfast, I like the word that was used by our pastor, prayer o'clock. When we gather to pray, it is us coming to make an announcement.
Amen.
It is an announcement of what we've had in fellowship with the Father.
Amen.
And with the Son.
Amen.
So that when we come in, when we come out, we are echoing what we heard heaven declaring over us. Hallelujah. It is not only to be echoed from the pulpit. You can echo it from the back, because you've been with him in your chamber, in the home, at house, in the street. So when you come out, you may not stand in front, but you are echoing what heaven is declaring. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That moment he gave the theme to our pastor, that is the moment heaven began a conference. So as many that will connect with heaven, you are already beginning to download. You are already beginning to receive. Let us begin this moment to say, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the inner chamber conference. We thank you because we can commune with you. We thank you because we can receive with you. Brethren, I want to hear you pray. Yes, Lord. We thank you for the door that has been opened by the blood of the Lamb of God, that can draw us into the inner chamber, that can bring us to a place of divine confidence with Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in our innermost being, where we can, like Jesus, like Yeshua, what he hears the Father say, that he speaks, what he sees the Father do, that he does. And so, Father, thank you. Thank you, eternal God. Let an announcement proceed this morning. Let an announcement continue to come forth out of the heartbeat of God, out of the throne of heaven. With all the saints gathered here today, we align ourselves with you, O God. We align ourselves, Father God, in agreement with one another. We need saints in Oxford. We need saints in Oxfordshire. We need saints in London and United Kingdom. We need saints in Europe. We need saints globally. Wherever voices are rising to you, we are lifting up our voices right now in agreement with you, eternal God. Permeate the heavens, render the earth, pierce the heart. Let your kingdom come, O God. Let Let your will be established today. Even this moment in the heart of our young ones today. You know a heart that is crying out to you. Let your voice be uttered. Eternal God, to your glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You see, the first echo has been declared. When our pastor was praying, she made a distinct statement. And I just received it. That statement is that the world as we see it today is not in a time of advancement, but a time of adversity. We might look at everything and think they are advancing, but they are entering more into a season of adversity. And that is why God is calling us up at this hour. So that as his saints, as those that keep watch in the heavens, that keep watch in the night hour, we can align ourselves with God. In the name of Jesus. So prayer number one, you are going to say, oh God, I thank you that in this time of adversity, I will advance in you. The world may think they're advancing, but they're facing adversity. But we, your saint, we will truly advance in you. We will truly advance with you. We will truly advance in your purpose. We will truly advance in your mandate. Shall we pray that prayer right now? Make that declaration. Thank you, Father. We honor you. You have called us out of darkness. You have established us as a light. Light will always pierce darkness. Light will always prevail, oh God. Let the light of Jesus, Yeshua, let the light of the Holy Spirit that permeates every darkness in the spirit, in the physical, no, any arena there is darkness, let the light begin to advance, oh Lord our God. We worship you. We worship you. And we honor you, oh God. In Jesus' mighty and glorious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This prayer continues. The second prayer, listen. When you say, Father, I want to advance with you, you are sentencing yourself to a life of every second, minute, hour, day, week, month, year of aligning with heaven. That is the only way through advancement comes. So we are saying, Lord, I surrender myself to this altar where I will be one with you as Jesus our Lord. He surrendered to the altar. He is one with you. May I be one with you. Let nothing distract me. Let no other voice distract me. Make that your prayer. Father, this is our desire. That is the only way we can advance with you. When we are aligned with you every moment. Eternal God, in the name of Jesus. According to your word, we align ourselves. John chapter 5 verse 19. Whatever Jesus sees, that he does, because he is one with you, we cannot be any less. Help us this season. We need you more than ever before. We desire you more than ever before. We long for you more than ever before. Eternal God, most holy, at this hour, at this moment, in our spirit, man, Lord, we yield to you. We die to live in you. This is our voices, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we continue to pray, you see. We are praying on taking our weapons and our armor of warfare. You all are familiar with the spiritual warfare, Ephesians chapter 6. So we will not go into that. But there's a place the Lord put in my spirit. You all know the story in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. When the children of Israel were building, the Bible says, from that day on, half of my servants, are there servants in the house today? Half of my servants carried on the work, while half of them held on the spears, the shields, the bows, and the breastplate. Hallelujah. You cannot marry this with Ephesians 6. He says half we are walking, half we are carrying on the weapons. And he says, and the captains, we are behind the whole house of Judah. Now, those who we are building, rebuilding, those who we are rebuilding the wall, and those who carried bodies, took their load with one hand, doing the work, and the other holding the weapons. Holding the weapons. As for the builders, each wore the sword guarded at his side as he built, while the trumpeter, stood nearby. Hallelujah. Where have we laid down our tools? Where have we laid down our weapons? Right now, in the name of Jesus, there is no excuse. I want us to pray, Lord, as I build with the Holy Spirit, as I build with the kingdom, as I build with the word, as I build with the saints, as your servant, I take up my weapon, I take up my sword, I build with your God, in the name of Jesus. Eternal God, this is our dedication. We declare this hour. We join the captains across the globe. We join your servants, as many that are building the kingdom. Because you have built the kingdom yourself, Lord. You have built the kingdom yourself, O God. You are the building. You are the builder. We build according to your pattern. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the weapon of the word of God, the weapon of righteousness, the weapon of prayer, the weapon of unity, the weapon of being in one accord, the weapon of agreement, the weapon of discernment. Eternal God, we align ourselves. The weapon of joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. The weapon of faith. Faith that can conquer all things. Eternal God, we thank you and we honor you. We worship you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. Just 3 more minutes and my time will be done. Hallelujah. Now, the final scripture we are going to read now is this. We are going to turn to Jeremiah chapter 51. Listen, as we said, this is just the beginning of the prayer. We have sentenced ourselves to oneness with God. So when we leave, this prayer will continue in our lives. It will continue in our echo 24/7. We have talked about the altars. I've always, if there's any message God has released in my heart, is the 5 altars. The first of all, the altar in the throne room of grace, where Jesus took the blood to go and sprinkle. We have Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, where the spirit of departed saints made perfect, are in one accord. That is the number one altar. The number two altar is the altar in our heart. That altar must be burning, and that altar must be certain. Number 3 altar, the altar like this, in the church of the living God, when we all gather in truth and in spirit. Number 4 altar, the altar in our homes, That fire must be burning. And then number five altar, the altar in our communities. If you read Ephesians 2 from verse 18 down to 21, you see that we've been built a habitation for God in the Spirit. And that is why how we can pray 24/7. I'll read this and then we pray it and conclude. Jeremiah 51. Listen to this. The weapons of our warfare and the weapons of our armor. And he says, and with thee I will break in pieces the horse and his rider. And with thee I will break in pieces the chariot and his rider. And with thee, if I'm reading your scripture, you have say amen with me. Because this is a declaration of prayer. It's an apostolic declaration. It's a prophetic declaration. The Lord is sending to you as his church. The Lord is sending to you congregation in Watt Fountain, Oxford. The Lord is sending to you all the saints, servants of God, as we read initially. If I read it and you say amen. And with thee, I will break in pieces the horses and his rider. And with thee, I will break in pieces the chariot and his rider. And with thee also, I will break in pieces man and woman. And with thee, I will break in pieces old and young. And with thee, I will break in pieces the young man and the maid. And I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. And with thee, I will break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke oxen. And with thee, I will break in pieces the captains and the rulers. And I will render unto Babylon and unto all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion. In your sight, saith the Lord. Behold, I am against those who destroy. All you mountain that destroy, says the Lord, which destroys all the earth, I will stretch out my hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks, and I will make thee a burnt mountain. If you believe it, say amen. And they shall not take thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations, but thou shalt be desolate forever, saith the Lord. Set you up a standard. We are setting up a standard. Set you up a standard in the land. Can you say, Lord, I am setting a standard in the land. We are setting a standard in the land. In the name of Jesus, saith the Lord. Blow the trumpet among the nations. Can we say, Lord, I will blow the trumpet among the nations. In Jesus' name. Read it up to verse 30. And the Lord will continue with us up to verse 33. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you, God. Hallelujah. Bless you, sir.